for everyone to define their role in. You know, that's one thing that stood out to Coach Dan Quinn about me is, you know, just bring the juice and compete every day and do whatever it takes to get the team going on my behalf. So that's what I do.
Has he ever said anything to you that's personally impacted your game, you think, this season?
Yeah, well, it's a little personal. You know, I don't really want to talk about it too much. But he always, like, you know, he uplifting. You know, sometimes there've been times where I was a little down on myself, and he said a few things, gave me a few tips, and you know, I just took it and ran with it.
Hey, Devontae, Matt wants to talk to you. There
you go. Oh no, they all ran. She was just talking to him.
I don't want you to get in trouble, man.
Nah. Makes us look taller.
Is there anything you do to get ready for New Orleans, division rival, coming off of the game last week? You guys are out of it, but you want to go at them hard, right?
Yeah, we're going to go out with a bang. We can't afford to just go have speed and stuff. Like, we're going out full throttle. You know, we ain't taking nothing out the gas. We're going to continue to prepare how we've been preparing and, you know, get ready for this win.
Anything about the defense that you particular have to keep an eye out for? Or?
You know, it's about us. It's always about us. Whatever we do, I feel like they got to stop us.
What stands out in your memory from that first game against the Saints?
Just that nasty taste that broke our undefeated record. You know, and it was a rival game in New Orleans. You know, we was doing good. We had the juice, you know. We was doing everything it took to continue to win, and, you know, they just broke that. So, you know, that's always, to me, like a slap in the face. So, you know, we're going to go out there and do whatever it takes to get this W.
Do you have any?
I saw the handshake with Joey over there. So what's the stakes here for the Peach Bowl?
Oh, no, that was just, you know, a little handshake, not major.
When you stopped by yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was, with Florida State, what kind of things do the current players on that team ask you? I mean, are they picking
you know, they cool because they see me all the time. You know, I go in Tallahassee and hang out with them. You know, they just it's possible to make it to the NFL and be where I'm at because they used to see how hard I used to work and stuff. So that's about all they.
Did you have that when you were in college? Guys kept coming back?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys always came back. Yeah. I always used to be like, man, I used to have questions for them. But I ain't like to ask them too many questions. I used to just be excited for them to come back and be around me and stuff.
Are you going to get to go to the game?
Nah, we got practice.
Oh, yeah, it's a
new. Yeah.
Was there any particular Florida State alumni who played in the NFL that you talked to most about, like, when you said
people asked questions? I don't talk to Ward Dunn. Yeah. Ward Dunn, yeah. Washington. Nigel Bradham. You know, I can't think of everybody, and I don't want to leave nobody out.